Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, you guys, welcome to this week's episode of Temple of Hoop podcast. It's your boy, Coach Maples, here. Kings, Jordan, holding us down with the gambling stuff. We have a very special guest today, friend of the pod, definitely been on before. Know it's going to get crazy on here tonight. You know him on Twitter as Teflon Reek. Reek, what's going on, my guy?
What's the word, man? We back in this thing.
Back in this thing, man. Every time Reek is on, we have a blast. As you know, Reek is one of seven Celtics fans from inner city Los Angeles. We don't know how that happened. We just go let it ride and get going. Reek, man, Celtics 44-17. They're holding up their end. I know you talk about how you wanted the Warriors again. I don't think that's going to happen. Just tell you where you are. Tell us where you are at the season. I know you talk about the Celtics foul sometimes. They're still the number one seed, pretty much have been all year. Just tell us how you feeling about the squad right now.
All right, so last time I was on here, I was on here for game five of the Bucks. We lost to the Bucks. Then we did the Spotify Live joint.
Yeah, after game five, yeah.
Yeah, and then we know how that went. The finals, we know how that went. Terrible performance from JT, from Grant, just people who didn't step up. We got smoked. But when we lost, I'm like, all right, that was cool. But I was telling everybody, like, we're going to be like the 2014 Spurs, like how the Suns was, just smoked the league the next season, whatever. And then summertime coming, breaking news, Udoka's fired for being, you know, walling out like 3 days before training camp. Then the next day, Rob got knee surgery. So it's like, oh, man, he might be trash. But I'm like, nah, we're going to be straight. And then started out hot. We was 21-5. And then we lost Al and Rob. No, we lost Al to, I think it was a knee. And we just was trash for like 3 weeks and just trash. And the offense went down to earth. It was never going to be what it was. But as I'm watching it, though, I never felt like we was like getting beat, though. It was always like we losing OT or lose because this and that.
Right.
But then it started getting corny, making excuses. You know, and then it was like, yo, Derek White, I need you to do something for us. And then I think we beat the Bucks on Christmas. And then since then, they just been balling, bro. Like, we got the number one net rating amongst against good teams with a 9.0 rating. We beaten every contender by a dub.
Yeah.
Except the Cavs, if you want to count them. We haven't beat the Cavs this year yet. We played them strong. We got the best road record at 20-10.
Mm-hmm.
We just in a groove, bro. And it's cool because I see people saying, like, you know, Tatum still got those bad games. JB not number two, blah, blah, blah. You look up, like, we keep winning, bro. And last year, that didn't happen last year. We couldn't shoot last year. We couldn't, like, the bench lineup didn't work at all. And then, I don't know, everything just in flow. I'm worried about the health factor, though. Every game, I cringe when somebody fall down. I'm not worried about no other team, though. I was only the Warriors, like, would like, I'd pick them to beat us. But then right now, like you said, they might not even get in. So it's like, oh, we'll see. But it's a good place to be right now, though. Especially the KD leaving now. I don't even care about the one seed anymore. Because like, at first, like, you'll fight for the one seed and face KD or Giannis last. But now it's like, it is what it is.
Right. So I got a question about that. So all that being said, you guys were 44-17.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks are a half game behind you. My two co-hosts here, I think they're leaning towards picking Milwaukee if it happens in the series.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel like the series will be less competitive than last year because I felt like Boston, you know, threw up on themselves a couple of times in that series. I said,
Yeah.
I don't love the Bucks roster outside of Giannis. So how are you feeling about the Bucks? I know I feel like everybody on here agrees it's probably a two-team race in the
Yeah.
East. I think the Cavs are a year away from being in that conversation, but they're close. So how are you feeling as far as that matchup with the Bucks?
The Bucks thing, I respect them because like last year they showed like that championship pedigree stuff is real. They also don't like they never flinch, bro. They go down 40, 30, it don't matter. Like they gonna play. Giannis don't stop. Drew don't stop. So I respect them, but the talent gap is crazy, bro. Like it's not even like they got like at least four dudes who in the series for them who like who play for them who cannot play against us, bro. Like Grayson, Javon Carter, like they can't see the floor, bro.
Javon definitely could see the floor this year. He's one of the top 10 on-ball defenders in the league this year. I think
Oh
it's
yeah, no, I believe it, but it's like he's 5'11", you know. I like if you play, you know, play him. That's cool with me. Play Javon Carter.
All right,
Like
so
it's just certain dudes, like certain like the Bucks' strength says they brute force. Giannis is gonna be Giannis. Can't do nothing. You can't stop him. Middleton's still a bucket when he getting this going. But it's like the way we play five out. Shout out Brooke. But like from the playoffs, that 7-game series, and then the 2 games this year, his minutes down because it's just like it's wide open shots every time down.
Yeah, so here the what really convinced me was, I mean, Jordan, to his credit, said it's a game for the All-Star break. Guys weren't locked in. But when the Celtics sat everybody and that was still a game, I was like, that moved me. But,
Yeah, I see both sides though, because it's like, okay, they didn't care because we
I
let
see.
them do it.
I'm letting both sides go ahead.
But on the other end, it's like, then why did Giannis and them have to play 47 minutes, go to OT? They didn't care about that game. They cared about that. They cared, bro. Plus, we beat them in the playoffs. They cared about that game.
So Jordan, I'll give you a chance to rebut. You're the Bucks fan. You watch it more than anybody else here. So
Yep.
how do
Absolutely.
you feel about, you know, that matchup? Like how it will pan out, or what, you know, what the Bucks can do to make that a series?
The Bucks haven't even played a single game with what will be their playoff rotation this year, and they're a half game back of the Celtics for the number one seed. That alone tells you the actual depth of this roster. They've won 14 straight with guys missing Chris Middleton, Giannis missing games. Obviously, just got Jay Crowder mixed in, and Crowder's a big piece of it because last year the Celtics just kept hunting Grayson Allen. They kept hunting George Hill. Neither of those guys are going to play in that series in a Celtics series this year. I'm very confident in saying that. Problem was that Javon Carter didn't play in that series last year very much. You know what I mean? And this year he's proven that he deserves an actual rotation spot because he is a top 10 point of attack defender in the
Yes, he is. I've seen the metrics.
and
He is.
that's why Chris Middleton is coming off the bench right now because Bud hasn't wanted to interrupt the chemistry that the starting rotation has because they're one of the top defensive teams with Brook Lopez, Javon Carter, and Giannis and Drew on the floor together.
Yep,
So,
yep.
you know, do I think the Celtics are the best team in the league? Yes, I do. You know, obviously the market agrees with that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that the road goes through Milwaukee, but at the end of the day, 34 is the best player in the world. And when I have the best player in the world, and now I have a better roster, when you put Jay Crowder, and I know that Grayson Allen isn't going to have to fucking get stuck out there defending Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Bro,
I
he
think
threw up like two of the worst shots I ever seen in basketball.
that
I
so
can't
bad.
believe he got that stuff off, bro.
It's
All right,
crazy.
Kings, hop in. What are your thoughts about the Bucks Celtics situation here?
Well, you know me. I mean, I've been with Jordan. I talked about. I told Reek too, man. I'm like, you very, very lucky. You very lucky. Celtics didn't play last season, but you know, it's a new season. It's a new era. You know, I think it's still gonna be a tough series. You know what I mean? Like. Middleton, he loves playing the Celtics, but Jason Tatum's a boy. He has great games against the Bucks. I think it's really going to come down to how Jaylen Brown plays. I think Tatum's going to be great. I think Giannis is going to be great. I think Middleton's going to be great as well. I think it's only going to come down to Jaylen Brown versus Jrue Holiday. I think whoever wins that matchup, I think that their team was winning the series. So I think that's what it comes down to. Because for the Celtics, you know, I think Brogdon's going to give them a good punch off the bench, so they're not gonna, you know, die when the bench comes in scoring wise. Derek White, remember I talked about it last year. I said that was a sneaky trade for him. I think he's a steady guy, nice connector.
you know, can shoot, can attack the rim here and there. They got a bunch of guys who can do a lot of good things. Robert Williams will be healthier this year. He wasn't as healthy last year when they played in the playoffs, so that's a factor for them. So, you know, both teams got better. Both teams got healthier. I think it's still going to be another tough series that can go either way, but I think it comes down to Jrue Holiday versus Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to decide a series.
I think the one thing that I will say that has me, you know, not want to give it all to Boston, I think Bud has been a little more, shown a little more variety in his defensive schemes this year. And a lot of people know that I've seen it, and I think that, you know, you just can't sit when the Celtics shoot like that. They get in those hot streaks. You just can't sit in that drop and hoard open threes, which is kind of what they did last year in the series.
And they kind of had to, though.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, they have the players to.
Right, so we'll see. I think, you know, I agree with your point about Crowder. He makes a difference. Is he going to make shots? He's been a streaky guy in the playoffs. That'll be key.
What's the problem with the Bucks in general, dude? Is they're a very streaky three-point shot.
Okay,
you know what I mean? They play the numbers on the three-point shot for sure.
Yeah. I definitely respect the Bucks the most, though. A lot of teams, like I said, they got Giannis.
So
there's a team outside of those two in the East, because I mean we've talked about this several times. Like the Sixers are a joke, dude. Like, you just can't trust them. You know what I mean? And outside of those three teams, I mean everybody else has major flaws. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still think Cleveland's a year and a wing away from being in that conversation.
Getting a wing for them is going to be difficult. You know.
So
I did a hypothetical, right? Let me know what y'all think about this. It's hindsight 2020, obviously, but if the Cavs had the exact same trade, but they kept Lowry and put Garland in that package. And now the Lowry we see in this year on the Cavs.
Who's their point guard?
Yeah.
Despite a full time, fuck it. Because, I mean, right now it's like, it would have been, the lineup would have been, it would have been Spider at the one. You keep the kid from Kansas. At the two, Oliver, who really cares? And then the Lowry, Mobley, Allen lineup. Because the Garland thing is cool, but like him and Spider, it's redundant, bro.
Well, the thing is that their issue is the wings. You know what I mean? Like
they didn't need a scoring guard. Like,
I agree with that.
I think it is. They just saw their offense die in big games last year, and it's like, we're gonna get one of the best scores in the league, like by hook.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that was just a train of thought. But I wanted to ask you, Reek. So you said the Bucks respect the West. Any team out West, I'm not going to say fear because you think the team's the Bucks. Any team out West that you think, in your eyes, pushes the Celtics to a long series?
If we play, all right, I swear, I get it. They super low, but no troll. Like, if the Lakers somehow find a way, that's going seven. They got every single flaw we got. Y'all saw the game we played this year. Game one was up 30, went to OT. Set game went to OT. Like, they got that. The Lakers already. It's tough, bro. I like what the Clippers bring. Like, that is tough because, like, we haven't lost to Memphis in 5 years, so I don't even care about the Grizzlies. The Kings, we beat them by 30 the last three games. We played them. We smoked Dallas. Like, not like, the West stinks, but the Lakers and Golden State, though, them two, like, yeah, they could.
It's funny. You said some funny stuff about the Kevin Durant matchup. It feels like the Celtics give him hell every time. So I saw
bro,
you
didn't okay. hey, did mention let me, Phoenix. Let me think on that, bro, real quick. Earlier I
go
said.
Go ahead.
If KD your best player, you're in trouble, right? And I have people like, yo, KD, he was 30. It's not the issue, bro. The issue is KD is at the stage in his life. The same thing we say with Bron and AD. Like, yeah, Bron is great, but AD should be the best player by now, bro. If KD has to carry your team night in, night out, it's like, what are we doing, bro? He's 30. He dies every year at the same time with the same injury. KD doesn't give any rim pressure anymore. He doesn't like shoot threes. He's not guarding anybody unless at the rim. And it's like a small guard. Like, I just don't care about Kevin Durant in the league right now, bro. If you blitz KD, it's quiet. And you don't want to guard him, right? Like, I didn't – the Suns, I don't see what – I get it. They had to do that trade. It's imploding, whatever. There's no way people scared of that Suns team, bro. No chance, man.
So why is that? Looking at the Suns, not just to match up with the Bucks, why do you feel that way? Because I think Book moved the needle in the playoffs, bro. I've seen
he
Book.
He definitely moved the needle in the playoffs. He's way back Kyrie Irving, so I'm not going to use the Nets thing about it. But let's do it this way. Last year, the Suns was they won 60-something games. And first round, they struggled with B.I. and them because, one, they couldn't guard wings, and they couldn't get rim pressure. Everything they do is involve three and middies only, which is cool if you get to the rim. Also, it's a break the glass. But with Book and CP3, they want to take middies. KD, yep. Same thing. So you already got the fact that you don't have to – you don't need a big-time center for them, first off. And then, two, on defense, it's very quiet for them from POA, bro. Like, they were saying, like, Torrey Craig and Josh Okogie. Like, I've bro, seen Torrey off, man. This is the playoff we're talking about, bro. Let's use common sense, bro. Let's take out the Lucas and the Jokic's and the Jaws of the world, right? You got to guard Kawhi. You got to guard. Let's say B.I. didn't get there and Zion get there. You got to guard Sabonis, Sparks, pick and rolls. Like, you're not doing that with Josh Okogie and Torrey Craig, bro. That's how this works. Now, offensively, yeah, I mean, that's a good point
because if you watch today, I mean, Drew Holiday was just killing them, dude.
Easily, bro. And then and then in the clutch, what happened? Got hit to the rim, bro. Like, yep. The Suns had seven. Today they had seven different three-minute stretches without a bucket, bro. That's not supposed to happen. I saw people saying, like, yo, no Giannis, no KD, so it's even. No! Book and them are right there on the floor, bro. Middleton off the bench, didn't have the best game. Like, nah, man, it's just you got to get to the rim, bro.
I think the underlying thing was after that first round series, they couldn't hide Chris, bro. Like, that's an issue right now. They couldn't hide Chris. Like, that's also what they need to be worried about.
That's why I keep telling you.
They can't hide Chris Paul.
He has to play.
Also, is Monty good now? Like, randomly, we love Monty. Okay, this is my thing. Kings, check me out. We don't like Aiden that much, but KD there now. Aiden's a boy. We do not like Darius Bazley and Torrey Craig. Like, we like Book. I give Book that. Chris Paul is aging now. Like, we don't like the Suns team as it is, bro.
Hey, I'm not gonna repeat it on this pod, but your tweet about Monty is top five funniest tweets I've ever seen.
Bro, he doesn't have
I'm sorry, that's top five.
Good man, shout out black coaches. I know he went through a tragedy during NBA time, so they gave him a lifetime deal. No, it's not about that, man. No, he's a good dude. But I like KD, don't get me wrong, I like Booknam, but that's not what they. I feel like this year, a lot of teams saw the Warriors, like, be not the Warriors, and they just panicked and tried to do stuff, bro. Like, right. Same thing with the Mavs. They didn't need scoring from a Kyrie Irving-level guard, bro. A lot of boredom in the league right now, dog.
Oh, man, Reek, man, you're a guy.
So, matter of fact, Jordan can attest to this. As a Bucks fan, they've been crying for guard play for years, an actual, like, pick-and-roll guy to get his own shot. And they're like, you know what? Let's play Javon Carter a lot more. Let's go get wings. Like, get what you need, bro. It's not a get what you need, man. Don't just grab at stuff, bro. I don't know what's going on with these teams, man.
I hear you.
You ready?
Showtime
on May 3rd. Summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
True. So we just heard you mention the Lakers in passing about possible threats to the Celtics down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers have won three in a row since the trade. No D-Lo today. Ankle injury. Come back from 27 down on the Mavs. I actually thought – I was like – I saw the roster. I was like, AD should have a great game. For some reason, got off really slow. They were down 27. Then they just – AD was like, oh, hey, that's Christian Wood. I got it. And then it was over. He was just dominant on both ends. LeBron picked his spots, had some big moments. And then Vando, I got to give Vando and Dennis the game ball, the role player game ball. Vando made Luka's life hell. Dennis made Kyrie's life hell. And ultimately, the Lakers pulled out 27-point come-from-behind win. They now sit a game behind the Pelicans for the 10th spot, exactly one game behind the Pelicans for the 10th spot. Man, about my only gripe with this is, you know, Pelinka let it get to this point before he busted a move. I do love the Laker roster. The question is it too little, too late? Is it at a point where if the Lakers get in, you're completely fine? It's an outside shot. I would prefer them to try to avoid the play-in, but that doesn't look really realistic at this point, especially with the teams ahead. Reek, kind of the outsider. You don't really care about the Lakers. You just can give us an unbiased point of view. Where are you with that Laker roster, and how do you see it playing out, you know, going forward? Where you think they end up? Right now, they are 2.5 out of sixth.
So I'm not going to put the Warriors in that because they haven't even played together. So I'm going to say Denver, Phoenix, and New Orleans when they're healthy. The only teams in the West with a better roster, bro. They got four new starters for a chicken sandwich, bro. They got Vanderbilt, who one of the most versatile fours in the league, guard 1-5, just like a poor man, Draymond type dude. Like, you look up, he has 12. What do you have today? 15, 17 with four steals?
15 yeah, and normal. 17. That's normal for him. 22 minutes or something like that. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
that's normal for him. He's going to do that all the time. You got Malik Beasley, who can get you 8 threes in the game. Austin Reeves missed like 2 months for y'all. He's back. He matters. Mo Bamba, you got him for like when y'all play the Orlandos of the world and the Charlottes on those random nights. Like, it's, and then D'Lo, you got four new dudes for nothing. And then getting Vanderbilt, like today, I was telling people today, like getting Vanderbilt helps AD be AD because he don't have to do everything. He even said, like, having Vanderbilt, me and Brian we don't have to scramble every play. Like, we can trust him to guard Luka and guard whoever else. But all the team needed, though, was for Brian AD not to have to be God every game.
Yep.
And like today's show, like today, Bron AD was awful in the first half. The game was close. Third quarter came, Vanderbilt smoked it. And then fourth quarter, Bron AD took it home. Like, that's what it was in 2020. Like, they was good that year also, but y'all had the Kuzmas and the Crusos.
Yeah, I think the most impressive thing for me with shows with this team is serious. You know, they were 6-35 from three today, or 6-34, and they still bully balled their way to a win. It was very, very 2020-ish. The way they play.
They also never panicked, though. Like, when they went down, like, 2 weeks ago, if y'all went down, it would have been, look at Russ and Darvahan beef, and Pat Bev just slapped the ref. Like, it would have been all type of nonsense. But, like, today it's like, nah, because Vanderbilt also, they've never been on the stage before either, so they playing free. Like, Malik Beasley ain't never seen these heights. He got a Laker jersey on, bro. Like, they playing with a whole different level of swag right now. And then...
Yeah.
They just free like this roster. Oh, people have overthought that, man. Y'all got four starters and Reeves back for nothing.
Right. Are we concerned about LeBron, dude?
That was my. Yeah, I'm gonna let Kings hop in. I'm gonna go that next. Kings, go ahead. What do you think about the Lakers? That's my next question for you guys, Jordan. Kings, go ahead. What do you think about this 3-game winning streak and where the Lakers are in the standings?
I mean, people have to give Ham his due. I mean, these guys play hard for him. He has great schemes on both ends, I think. I mean, you saw it happen. I think what you kind of saw when AD came out slow, it was kind of like taking up too many threes. But you saw when they came out in the third quarter, after Dennis and Vando came in the second, and Beasley, they came in, they dropped, they got it to 14. They came out in the third quarter. The announcement note, Brown picked up whoever got the ball. He picked them up and turned them three times going down. And that kind of just sent the message that they were going to come in the third and just play defense and attack. Both ends, tack offensively and defensively. And that was just Ham saying, you know, look, we got the size advantage. We got the effort advantage. We're just going to attack these dudes. Like, stop chucking threes up. We're going to go to the rim. We're going to attack them on, on defense, on rotate switch. And they just beat them up. It was just that simple. And, they warmed down and then they went to the fourth and they sat on them and then they took it home. And, it's, you know, when we watch these type of games, and there was somebody tweeted, they were like, you know, they're like about Dan Schroeder, they're like, you know, the analytics don't love him. Points with E field goal percentage, even though we know Dennis doesn't shoot threes. It's like analytics don't love him.
He's a great point. He'll put a great point of attack defender when he's locked in. That matters,
bro. Yeah, like they said, the analysts don't love him, but he's the type of player who win a playoff series. I'm like, yeah, you know this if you just watch the games. Like, if you watch the games and you know what matters in the playoffs, which is point attack defense, rotating on defense, rim pressure. Like Rick keeps telling people, rim pressure, point attack defense. If you know that these two things matter every time in half court situations, especially in the playoffs, then you know it's a playoff type player. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Ham knows this. So that's why Ham, because Ham's been in the wars. He's been in the wars in Atlanta. Like Atlanta, they went on the Eastern Conference Finals run. He's been in the wars with Bud in Milwaukee. They won the title. Like, he knows what it takes. He knows what type of skill set you need to get to the championship. He's not necessarily, you know, he got brought to the Lakers to win because he knows he has AD and LeBron. So his mindset is like, how do we play championship level basketball?
Right,
so that's what you saw in the second half, was just playing playoff basketball. That's what the Lakers are. They didn't have the roster before, they have it now. So that's what you're going to see with him. He's not going to play young guys just because people want to see young guys get their numbers or they want to see certain people on the floor. He's not doing that. He's here to win playoff games. He's here to try and go for a championship, and that means you have to play certain roles. You got to play certain vets. You got to play certain guys who play a certain way. It's just that simple. That's what it takes to win a championship in the NBA, man. This is not 2K. It's not 2K.
Right. Jordan, go ahead.
About the Lakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you have LeBron and AD, I mean, you always have the capability of being a good team, right?
Right.
Getting into the playoffs is the key. Now, with LeBron's injury, can they sustain a few weeks without him? I think that, you know, like Rico alluded to, you know, getting four starters for a chicken sandwich was huge because I think they can sustain it now.
Well, the thing is, I think they can do it. I think D'Lo has to play, though.
He does.
D'Lo got to play.
So it depends on how quick he comes back, because I think that's all your playmaking out the window if you have both of them out for a week. So that's tough. But, yeah, I mean, that's the only concern for me. It seems like that just comes naturally with age, man. It happens that even LeBron has been a tank his whole career. It seems like it's every other game something is dinged up. It's like it's year 20 is kind of to be expected. And I just, it's frustrating because you feel that you harken back to that period of time in the season where he had to burn out averaging 35 just to keep this team above water while Pelinka was just kind of sitting on his behind waiting for whatever to happen. I think that's maybe might be catching up to LeBron a little bit. So we'll see what happens. Like Jordan, you said, that's 100%. That is the big key to keeping that guy upright. You know, this nothing happens without him or AD on the floor consistently.
But if you get to the playoffs, right, even as a play-in team, you get to the playoffs and LeBron and AD are both healthy, I think you feel absolutely confident that you can make a playoff run.
Right. You know? I told it to the Kings before, that one game situation in a play-in is just
– sucks.
That resume, I think like – Chop Morant was like a 24% three-point shooter that one year. Then in play-in, he had six against the Warriors. You know what I mean? It's like
you know the Jazz.
That play-in, no joke.
Yeah.
You know the Jazz are going to fall off. The Timberwolves are a joke, dude. Sorry, Kings. They're not serious at all.
Terrible loss today.
When is Cat? Well, first of all, I don't want to. I'm telling you, I'll say this real quick when we get back to the. When Steph don't play, it's better off if Draymond don't play. That's all I say.
Yeah. Hang out, Jay. You got it.
Hey, they actually play defense tonight too.
I'm saying when Steph don't play, Draymond shouldn't play. I just like I'm not being funny, bro.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And then the Blazers, I mean, they're the 11th seed. They're not going anywhere, dude.
Yeah,
my thing with Bron injury though, it's if it was serious, he's not playing in that game. Like it's a pain management injury, but it's definitely not something you want to linger or you want to develop into something super bad. Like I was watching him in the game, he definitely wasn't trying to be super explosive, but he was good enough and mobile enough to play defense and to use bully ball and to attack the rim. So
did you see him leaving the arena though?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was limping, but
Guy's an actor, man. We've seen this before.
but that's the thing. Like, the thing is, after the game, you know, he likes to add a little sauce for it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, he's literally been dealing with that foot, like, most of the year now. So it's like a chronic thing for him this year. So I think for them, especially with the back-to-back with Memphis and the OKC, OKC's definitely the more important game, right? And that's after Memphis. So I think for them, you know, they'll probably sit LeBron on Tuesday.
He's hurt now, too, so. SGA's been hurt.
Yeah, so they'll sit LeBron.
He's playing possum, man. He's fine.
Yeah, they'll sit LeBron on Tuesday, and they'll go into the Memphis with whoever's available. I think they might try to run D'Lo just to get him warmed up before they throw him in there against OKC.
Here's the schedule. So it's at Memphis Tuesday.
OKC, then Minnesota.
Got Minnesota at home, Warriors at home, Grizzlies at home, Raptors at home, Knicks at home. That homestand is very key. I think they could probably be favored almost every game except the Knicks game. The Knicks are one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now.
They'll be favored in the Knicks game.
Yeah. We'll see. But, you know, I think those are all winnable games. Then they got the Pelicans after that at home. The Pelicans are one of the worst teams in the league right now. The Rockets.
Jason loves to just throw that.
Pencil AD in for 60 that game. Rockets like a 6-point minimum for your star now. And they got the Mavericks again, the Magic. Like, there's a chance to move. My point is, there's a chance to move up in the standings. All these teams are above them in the West that they're playing. There's a chance to move up. So I'm interested to see the level of patience.
What's with Zion, dude? Do you have any inside information on Zion?
He's out for the year, bro.
He's not out for the year. They're gonna try to ramp up thing again in a week.
So I can crumble up my Pelicans to win the Western Conference ticket. Basically, I can light that shit on
fire. Basically, I told you. If you play this back, I told you in the whole thing. I said, they got to stay healthy.
We all know that. But, I mean, like, I thought this was – it looked different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a great team when they were together. But I'm saying, I told you the one thing, they have to stay healthy. They can't. You got – they go like, we'll get in this later. We're gonna have Chris on next week. He'll break the whole thing down for us. But man, let's move on.
I go all day on it. Got Jason all riled up out of this Pelican.
That team pissing me off. A lot of uproar about the whole Russell Westbrook situation. He moved down the hall. First two games, Clippers have lost. I think he was positive. The Kings game that went to 200 points. He was a negative tonight. You know, I thought they could have used him down a stretch. To my eye, the rough stuff for me has been defensively. He gets caught ball watching a lot, misses guys. Offensively, he's actually been a help when PG and Kawhi get doubled. He operates well in the short role. Turned it over a little bit too much, a couple bad shots, but overall, he's helping that team in terms of rim pressure and playmaking. Defensively, has been very rough the last two games, the first two games there. Just – Week, what are your thoughts on the Westbrook situation, man? How the whole thing played out?
Man, you know, I was pissed off because they got Bones first. They should just gave Bones the keys, man. You know what I mean?
How you ever? It's like Bones is your guy.
I mean, Russ is Russ. Like he's. I don't want to say like a mean player now, but we know what Russ bring. Like if he give you 20, and it's not like he hurt a fan to do it, you salute. If he gives you 3, that's just rest. Like, tonight he had 17. He had 5 steals, like, 5 rebounds, whatever. Like, cool. But it is what it is, bro. It's like, you know those Photoshops? Well, not Photoshop, but those pictures of, like, T-Mac in Boston or, like, Hakeem playing for the Raptors. Like, it's one of those. Like, it's cool. Like, you're on the Clippers now. Cool. But nobody cares, man. You know, shout out Russ, but I'm a damn guy. So, shout out Russ, but. Yes, that's. I didn't understand that. I don't know what the Clippers are doing. I don't know. They got money to burn, so that's on them. But
so I gotta ask you before we get back. I get to Kings. I know Dame is your guy. You've been defending him for years now. If Dame gets to play with the same teammates Russ has, then blank. What happens?
KD chip, PG them none.
Okay.
KD chip though.
I hear you. I had to get your take on that. Kings, your thoughts on the Westbrook situation? We tweeted the same thing like 30 seconds apart. We was like, they should have put him in OT tonight. But how do you feel in general about the Westbrook situation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Lou's doing this year, bro. He some people
saying it like he don't want to be. His watch is fake.
I can see he do not. He coach like he just doing whatever out there, man. I don't know what the hell Eric Gordon was doing in that game. Marcus Morris and Plumlee, like you can only play one of those dudes, man. You can't play both of them.
Yeah, they got three guys on the court who can't dribble.
Yeah, like I don't know what the hell he's trying to do over there, man, with Sin T Man. But you know, it's Russ should have gotten a look in that game, especially, you know, PG looks like he can't, you know, make a single pass in the NBA in overtime. I mean, you had
that lob was great, dude.
But you had people tweet that he should have been the point guard. They didn't need Russ. He should be the lead ball handler. I was like, Paul George, you're lead ball handler. You might
They see a couple. Years, they see a couple tween behind the back and think he's. Yeah.
For 3 years, bro, me and Kings have been telling people just because somebody can dribble does not mean they can run point,
bro. Right. Bro, everybody thinks everybody who has a handle can run an offense.
Bro, if you blitz Paul George, you won the game, bro. Like
couldn't throw a lob.
He doesn't have the goods, man.
It's a wide open lob. The side of the rim or the side of the board, bro. It was so bad. I couldn't believe an NBA player.
Yeah. I was concerned about the I'm watching these last few games with the Clippers, and when teams take the ball out of Kawhi's hands, they die late in games, man. Yep. You know, Kawhi's going to get busy in the clutch. He'll get to his spot, and, you know, he's one of the clutchest players in the NBA. And it just, like, Denver finally got smart because he was killing them and double-teamed, and they, like, PG couldn't operate off the as a secondary creator. It was like weird, bro.
And I'm glad you brought that up because remember last game, people were like, oh, Kawhi better get used to this if Russ is in the game. And everybody was like, bro, it doesn't matter who's in the game. They're going to double Kawhi anyway. You saw it tonight. It doesn't matter who's in the game. They double Kawhi anyway. Like, that's what you do, bro. You make somebody else beat you and they couldn't do it again.
The cold part was Russ was like effective in the short role, though.
He was.
Somebody got a shot, but you got to be able to dribble to do that. So
it ain't gonna matter anyway, man. Batum and Mook the Spacers.
Man, but
they're now 8-21. I guess teams above 500.
Yeah, they're
that's crazy. Yeah, what
like it, there's just no chance they're going to playoff run though. Like there's zero unless Kawhi is Jesus Christ out of nowhere.
Man,
8-21 against the good teams is crazy.
Joy, what do you think about Westbrook these first two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you always, with the good, you get bad, and sometimes you get really bad, and I think we've seen that in the first two games. I mean, he was probably the worst Clipper on the floor tonight, to be honest. The plus-minus says it, minus 12. And on Friday night, he was really good through three quarters, and in the fourth quarter, he just became that other Westbrook we know and love. Where he turns the ball
I know, but did he flip it again? He flipped it again in OT, though. I think he ended up being a positive in that game.
Kind of, but I mean, dude, they blew an 11-point lead in a minute in the fourth quarter. They blew a 7-point lead in the first OT. They blew a 6-point lead in the second OT. And I'm not saying it's all Russ's fault, but this team has bigger issues, right? And they went and got Westbrook because they don't have a point guard. And I've been saying this for like a month that their biggest weakness is they don't have a point guard. Because John Wall was always hurt. But I think at this point, like Westbrook isn't going to help them as much as he can possibly hurt them, if that makes any sense.
Like, I think if they can make it like a net neutral, take the win, bro.
But I don't know if you can do that. And then Ty Lue comes out on Friday and he's like, yeah, maybe Terrence Mann, he probably should have played more. It's like, bro, you're a head coach. What do you do? Like, you make that decision. What are you talking about? Maybe.
You know what? I'll say this. Lou is a Phil Jackson disciple. When Phil used to drive Laker fans crazy with this, he would go through a section of the season where he would try the weirdest lineup combination you've ever seen in your life just to see what it looks like.
It's late now, Jason. Like,
he would do this through April. Just through the regular season. I think, like, Lou's been doing that for a couple years now.
Like, this is my issue.
Lou's been doing that.
This
is my issue.
Y'all tell me if this makes sense, right? Last year, Kawhi and PG was cooked for the whole year pretty much. That whole year last year should have been this whole thing of finding out who's who, bro.
Yeah.
And then to come in this year, you still don't know the lineups. Like, you had a whole 82-game season of no Kawhi, and PG put, like, 25 games. That whole year, that's for you to decide who can play within Amir Coffey, T-Man, whoever. And then now, Like, no offense to Jokic, he's great. He MVP, all that stuff. I just watched Batum and Marcus Morris guard him in the clutch of a game.
Hey,
like, what are you doing?
Hey, Plumlee was getting offensive boards over him, though.
Yeah, that's my thing, though. Like, I'd rather, okay, cool. He might never really go out Jokic. That's fine. He's 7 feet, though. Like, live with that, then. I just watched Mook, man. Trying to guard Jokic.
I don't know why he keeps playing Marcus Morris, bro.
Bro, he benched. They went on a 13-2 run when Terrence Mann was the only guy on the team who can drive to the rim, by the way. He's balling out, and he benched him for Marcus Morris, bro. And tonight Mook had 6 points and 3 rebounds. In the last 12 games combined, Marcus Morris has 5 rebounds.
I know. You know what it is, though? Lou has always, back to that Cleveland stint, he's placed a premium on shooting. And Mook is a high-volume 39% three-point shooter. So he's always going to get love. Like, Lou places a premium on shooting. Like, that's one of his, like, staples.
Okay,
so that's
look, why I can give you that, if not for T-Man shooting 57% from three for the last month.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a way better defender too.
I mean, you're right, because he did say Man needs to play more. So I mean, that there's something to that.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you sit there and say that? Like, you're not the coach, dude. Like, he literally said it. He answered the question like he was an analyst.
He's an experimenter. I mean, that's what he said in the answer. He said he was experimenting with lineup. He said
that. I get it, but at the same time, like, dude, that was a huge game in terms of playoff implications. And
they got swept.
Yeah,
I hear you, but I've just said the Clippers are like, I don't know if they should. Like, I mean, Reek said it. They act like they won a championship before. They really don't
care. Craziest thing, bro.
They really don't care what
seed
they get.
My last point on them, though, is the fact that, like how you just said with Tyler, they experimented and all that. It's like, bro, y'all need to win a chip soon, by the way. Hope they realize that. Like,
yes, I'm saying.
And they're
get a
not
championship, bro.
You said it
like,
best.
You
they
can't
they,
do
they,
politics
they,
when your team is mid, bro. You're not the Warriors do politics. The Bucks have weird rotation. They've all won, bro. You haven't won.
Yeah, that's a good point. And what if
like
they don't?
When people get mad at Bud for his demo rotation, it's like, yeah, it sucks, but they won a chip. The Clippers, you guys don't want a chip, bro. Like, you know, there's no room for like there's no room for error at all, bro. Like, they just got swept by a team who pretty much owns them since the bubble. Like, at some point, bro, you gotta do something to handle that, bro.
Yeah. Staying with the Clippers, let's talk about that Kings Clippers game. There was mixed reviews from people. 176-175, double OT. Defense definitely optional. I think three different guys had 40. Fox, Monk, and Kawhi all had 40. Paul George, 35. A lot of people calling that a top 10 regular season game ever. I like a little bit of defense at least, so I'm not going at like nobody. Literally, there was some. First of all, there was some crazy shot making, but in general, that was a poorly defended game. Kings, I'll start here with you. Was that like an all timer to you, like top 10 regular season game to you?
No. I turned on the Suns and Bucks game. I'm like, bro, this is better than that game we were just that we watched, bro. Like you have to be able to. The best type of games are when the defense is getting stops, guys are in people's jerseys, they sitting down, and yet you see guys hit crazy looks, right? Like how Book was hitting tough middies over Drew, you know what I mean? Drew was over there backing people down, hitting his moves, or like the Lakers game, you know, you had great turnovers, points off turnovers, hustling, you know what I mean? Like you just have to, you need it to be competitive both ways, bro. It can't be it can't be layup line in a 3-point shooting drill, and you're calling the best game that, like, come on, bro. No,
Rick, how you feel about that game and how people were calling it top 10 ever?
Kings, what I keep telling you, man, these people gotta go outside, man.
No,
top game ever,
bro.
We've seen it, bro. I get it. A lot of points,
two games
Malik
better today,
45
bro.
Off the bench, but they knock it off top 10 game ever. Come on, man.
Just seen two games better today. Like, come on,
bro. Exactly. What are we talking about? Like the game. That game was fun though. But it's like Jordan said, the Clippers blew an 11-point lead with a in a minute. Like, that's, come on, bro. That ain't no Nah, man. It was exciting though. I'm like, oh, a bench guy at 45 and Fox is 40 and Kawhi was nowhere near top. No. No, man. We won't remember that game next week, bro. Really, bro. Like Dame had 71 tonight, bro. We don't care about that game anymore.
Oh man, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it set basketball back a few decades. Like, I'm dead serious, bro. The Clippers had 25 turnovers in that game, dude. And
Yeah.
It was nasty stuff. It led to 42 points. You know what I mean? Like, that game, it should have never gone to overtime. Like, it took a monumental collapse. Like, the odds of that happening, an NBA team blowing an 11-point lead in a minute, in the final 2 minutes of a game, like, the odds are unlimited. Like, that is insane, dude. That is nasty stuff.
That's why I'm not letting you see those tweets. I don't got suspended, man. Top 10, man. Come
on, man. Bessie, you got to go outside.
Not doing that.
All right, I want to talk about, you just mentioned it, Reek. Dame's going for 71. He's now averaging 37 points a game in February, 71 tonight. I feel like I don't feel bad anymore. Like, he's made it clear where he stands. Like, I'm not leaving. I'm gonna get this quarter Billy contract coming up next. I'm good where I'm at. So I'm not sad, but on one end, Dame to be doing this as a 12 seed is like, dude, it's like you want to see him in high leverage games because I think you've noted it several times how great he's been in the playoffs in his career. But from a historical standpoint, we got to start looking at him as one of the best scorers ever, best three-point shooters ever. I think I think right behind Steph for 9 three-pointer games. Was that the graphic they put up there? Steph is like 38 of them. I think Dame's are like 15 or 16, second all time. People were debating whether he was top 75 all time because of team accomplishments, depending on how you view basketball. I get it.
Yeah, Bob
Cousy
in there, man.
Yeah, what? where are you with Dame just now? Where the situation is now, and then historically, Reek, where are you with him,
bro? The dude is 6 all time in threes,
and rising.
This is going to be his fourth year averaging 8+ assists. His second year, 30+. He's been 26+. Every year in the league except his first two. He has a WCF in the West because people tell me every year how it's so hard in the West and, you know, getting recognized is impossible. He's been to have 6 All-NBA teams. He's like, bro, he's 6'1". Like, people love doing the whole small guards don't last thing. Like, they're not slowing down no time soon, bro. He told the whole world, I got the hernia surgery, I'm going to be better now. And he's now 30-8. And he's like, it just sucks though, bro. Because I get the run from the grind stuff. But it's just like, no matter where he goes, it's not going to hit the same because he's Dame. Like, wherever he goes, it's going to be an automatic. The floor is the finals if he goes to a contender. So it's like, it's not going to be like KD level slander. But it's going to be like, it's not going to hit the same if he goes to Milwaukee or Boston or Denver. Like, it ain't gonna be the same. So he's like, I'm gonna just stay here and be a legend. Like, he first ballot. Also, I didn't watch Jason Kidd. Shout out Chris Paul. Dame betting them, bro. I ain't doing that either. Dame over them. Shout out Jason Kidd. I know he had like 80 assists in like a week, whatever. Yeah, cool. Dame over them, bro. Yo, Dame's so crazy. Let's see perspective, right? When Luka, Tatum, well, whoever scored 40, it's like, damn, great game. Dame is averaging 38 his last 20 games. And then he had 71 tonight, bro. He's 6'1". He plays in Portland. His wings are Cam Reddish and Matisse Thybulle. He has 71 points. His center is Drew Eubanks.
That's
the same thing, bro. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't know why I had to debate people about Kyrie, Kyle Lowry, Kimba, John Wall. Cut it out, man.
Like, the Kyle Lowry stuff was pretty amazing. Like that.
Come on, man. Bro. For years, people told me Yeah, Dan was cool one, but if I needed two, give me Kyrie Irving. Like, bro, stop playing around with me, man. Dave is crazy. And like you said, he's never leaving. So it is like just enjoy what he I guess what he's doing is crazy, bro. Like just enjoy it, bro. He's crazy, bro. Like this ain't normal, bro.
Man, Kings.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, career average, you know. People we had a who's the best scorer, Harden or Dame. Dame actually has a higher career average by points per game. So you know what I'm saying? So you know, better efficiency. But you know, you gotta ask people, do you love basketball? Like
right.
I really just have to ask people, like, do you love basketball? Because when you see a great player ball out and do something like that, like, man, that's just for the love of the game, bro. Like, forget all the other stuff. Like, that's for the love of the game, right? Like, you see, I mean, don't people use all those, you know, those talking points when it's Joker, right? When it's Joker doing great things, and it's like, yep. They're already setting people up to accept that he won't win a championship, and it's like, well, he's just playing a great player. It's like, well, why don't you do that for Dan? Why are you talking about Dan need to win a chip or it's nothing? It's like you expected Portland to do anything. You didn't expect Portland to do anything. Like, stop talking about, what has he done? What do you mean, what has he done? What do you mean? What has he done? 25 points a game in his career at 6'1", at 6'1", shooting crazy efficiency from three, from the field. Great, good efficiency from the field. Like, come on, man. If like Rick said, if he asks for a trade, he goes to Milwaukee. You know, he goes to Miami. He goes to Denver or somewhere, and it's like they win the chip. It's like, oh well, he went to a good team. So it's like you don't even like the chip don't even move you.
Yeah, exactly. You don't care about it. You don't care about it, bro.
It will move me because I'm a Dame fan.
That would not gonna move us, but it's like people want to do it to say, "Ha ha! I told you we have to leave Portland." It's not like they want to see him prosper, like bro.
Yeah, it's not like they want to see him win, bro. It's just corny narrative talk. But it's like the real people who love basketball, who enjoy the game, they respect what he's doing because it's just great hoops. It's great hoops,
Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dame, dude. You know what I mean, like. Jason, you've been there when I was battling Cam over Damon. you know, like I love the dude, but I do question, like, you know, if he was on a championship caliber team, would he be putting up these kind of numbers? I don't know. Like, he very well could. He may not. Like, that's all hypothetical. We could sit here and talk about it, but you know, we'll never know. And you know, I agree with you guys in the fact that, like, okay, if he goes to a contending team and he wins. Then everybody says, well, he went to a good team. He was supposed to win. And if he goes to a good team and he doesn't win, then it's like, oh, see, we told you Dame can't win a title.
So exactly.
It's a situation.
Lose-lose, man. It's lose-lose.
And
like, also, Dame one of them dudes, we don't talk about – he's never had a good coach. Shout out Chauncey. Come on. He's never had a good coach. His best teammate was Aldridge, who wanted to leave and then regretted that's when he left. He went to a WCF, him and CJ, who they're both CJ's 6'3 max. The best wing he's ever played with is Jeremy Grant. Like, it's just like a lot of parents. If Dame was born in Serbia, they'd have a different, it'd be a different convo about him, bro. Like, all to get this guy and that guy some help. Like, for instance, right? We got people saying, like, yo, Jokic took Campazzo and Osprey was next round. Dame had 55-10 in that game and lost.
Because CJ stepped out.
It's like, come on, bro. Like, the dude is playing with – I saw him take off Freak Aminu and Mo Harkness to the WCF. They're out the league, bro. They're in 30. Like, they're not in the NBA. Like, it's not the same thing, bro. They love Embiid. They hate Brad Beal now, but he was getting love. Like, they love these guys, bro. And then plus Dame also became, like, quote-unquote a loser. These last 2 years, first time he's ever been like in his whole playing stuff. Like Portland was a locked playoff team every single year, bro. Like it's just a different thing, bro. The dude is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I rock with Dame, Bay Area legend, man.
Yep.
He's definitely rising to the ranks for Bay Area athletes ever. He'll be on that Mount Rushmore for sure, as far as basketball players, 100%. Man. Reek, as always, my boy brought the heat. Follow at Teflon Reek one on Twitter. Reek, you got to ease up on BI, bro.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Oh, snap.
It's a good one though. Because remember, I told for all the B.I. players out there, I don't think he's trash. I told everybody, my issue with B.I. is, before this year, if you're not going to win, like, you know, these high season, like, at least get the stats. All that 23 and 5, come on. Cut it out. I'm watching Laurie right now, average 25. Shea is 30. I'm watching Ant be 25. Like, come on. And then this year, he got hurt, so I gave him a pass. And then he came back, he averaging 30 now. So that's my only beef was that. If B.I. is, at least, if you're not going to win, at least get the numbers, dog.
Nah, the Rudy Gay tweet was funny to me. That man said, hey, that man said, no, I don't even see B.I. as a threat anymore. He's more of a Rudy Gay Harrison Barnes type.
It's like, nah, but at some point, though, like, come on, I'm watching Laurie Ivy 25 a game, year one as a one. Like, B.I., please, bro, hurry up. 25 a game, please.
We're going to act like the Rudy Gay and the Danny Grangers of the world wasn't nice? Come on.
No,
now.
No, I know. Hey, Reek made it like he's got his little, you know, his 21-6. He's never going to.
Yo, he's averaging 23 the last 4 years. That's time, man.
You got to understand. Reek will put a tweet out there to make sure it hits a certain section of Twitter just to aggravate the Hornets.
Funnier, though. I didn't tweet a single time about him last night when he got smoked by the Knicks by like 40,000. I let him slide, man. I let him slide.
There's something going on with that team. We going to find out. There's something definitely going on with that team.
Willie Green needs to be fired. That's what's going on with that team, man.
I mean, how many coaches are you going to bring in at some point?
Shout out black coaches. But yeah, man. I'm watching Trey Murphy bite his nails while Herb Jones and Alvarado run pick and rolls, man. It's time to go.
Oh, man. On that note, make sure you follow at TeflonReek1 on Twitter, Jordan Rules TSP on Twitter, at RIP Kingsbro Twitter, and myself, JJMaples55 underscore MST. Shout out my Contra Costa comments. We couldn't get it done. Lost in the second round. We will be back stronger next season. Soon as Reek send me some boys with some heart from Southern California, man. A couple dogs with some heart, bro.
Got you.
Man, you guys be safe. Make sure you guys like and subscribe to Pod too, man.
Jason, we got some best for tomorrow.
I'm gonna end with that. Make sure you like and subscribe to Pod. Leave feedback to myself, Kings, or Jordan. We'll definitely try to address that stuff. Before we get out of here, Jordan, best bets. You're on a hot streak. Keep it going. Hit us.
All right. We're on a hot streak. We're going to keep it going. We're going Knicks +3 at home against Reek Celtics.
Ooh.
Knicks are hot at home as a dog. I like this spot. Let's take the Knicks +3. And then we're going out to the Big Sky, Eastern Washington, Montana State. We're going under 144.5. These are the two best defensive teams in the conference. Last game of conference play. And then a bonus pick, which is my best bet of the day. We're going Wyoming +5.5 at home against Nevada. Nevada has been incredible this year, but Wyoming has won 9 of the last 10 games against Nevada. They just own Nevada, dude, at this point. So we're going Wyoming Cowboys +5.5 Mountain West play. Let's go.
Let me tell y'all, you betting on mid-major basketball, you are truly a degenerate. Shout out Jordan, man, doing that legwork for us.
I've been betting on mid-major. XFL picks. Holler.
I hear you, man. You guys be safe, and we are out of here.
Peace.